if you study the Bhagavad Gita to find out what is Krishna's most often given instruction, you would come to the point that Krishna most often makes one point more often than other points, and that is, think of me.
Če proučíte Bhagavad Gita za namenom, da dognate, kaj je tisto, kar je Krishna največkrat podaril, katera poanta je Krishna največkrat podaril, boste prišli do zaključka, da je Krishna večkrat kot vse drugo rekel misli name.
For instance, he tells Arjuna he should do his duty and while doing it, think of him in the beautiful form in which he is standing before him as Krishna, his charioteer.
Krishna pravi Arjuni, da naj med tem, ko opravlja svojo dolžnost, hkrati misli nam, da mora prečudoviti podobi, s katero je stal pred njim, kot jaš.
In the 12th chapter, he again encourages Arjuna by saying that to always absorb one's mind in him is the highest form of bhakti.
In v 12. poglavju Krishna pravi podobno, naj vedno misli nam, in pravi, da je absorbiranost v misli nam najvišja oblika bhakti.
And in the 18th chapter, he describes the magic of thinking of Krishna. He says, you will cross over the obstacles of material life by thinking of him.
In 18. poglavju Krishna razumeva, kakšen je misterij, ki se skriva v mišljenju nanj, in pravi, da kdor misli nanj, bo premagal vse uvire materialnega življenja.
Machita sarvadhudani, by absorbing the chitta, the consciousness in Krishna, sarva durgani, all obstacles can be overcome.
V tem citatu gospod Krishna pravi, da kdor misli nanj, bo lahko premostil vse materialne težave.
Krishna is so much instructing his devotees to think of him that the key verse of the Bhagavad Gita, which is repeated two times in the whole text, goes manmana bhava mat bhakto, think always of me.
Krishna tako poudarja to poanto, da se en vers pojavi dvakrat v Bhagavad Giti, in sicer vers, ki govori manmana misli name.
To think of Krishna is really the essence of all instructions.
Misliti na Krishna je v resnici bistvo vseh napotkov.
And even if you study the Upadeshamrita in text 8, it says that one should chant and hear and think of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan.
In če pročite Upadeshamrita, to je nektar napotkov, potem boste v 8. verzu vedeli, da gospod Krishna priporoča, da naj pojmo o njem, poslušamo o njem in pa mislimo o njem kot Krishna Vrindavan.
In Krishna consciousness, we can truly say you are what you think of.
In na zamestu Krishna lahko v resnici rečemo, da si to, kar o čem razmišljaš.
Not you are what you have.
Ne, da si to, kar imaš.
Or you are what you do.
Ali da si to, kar počneš.
You really are what you think of.
Pravzaprav ste to, o čemer razmišljate.
What is in your mind?
Kaj je v vašem umu?
It does not matter if you are a grihasta or a sannyasi.
Ni pomembno, ali ste grihasta ali sannyasi.
If you do this or if you do that, as long as you think of Krishna, absorb your mind in Krishna, then you have really reached the goal of Krishna consciousness.
Ni pomembno, kaj počnete. Vse dokler mislite na Krishna in ste absorbirani vanj, potem ste nevedeno, kaj počnete, dosegli cilj za misli Krishna.
I still remember at this day how one day my father returned from the work. He was a director of the German railway, and we were all gathered together, the whole family, to eat dinner. And he said, "I have to tell you an amazing story which happened on the train station."
Še vedno se spominjam nekega dne, ko se moj oče, ki je bil direktor nemških železnic, vrnil domov na večerjo. In vsa družina se je zbrala in ga čakala. In teda je oče povedal, da nam bo razložil, kaj je neko neverjetno stvar, ki se mu je zgodila.
And he told us about a worker who had died from his mind.
In povedal nam je zgodbo o delavcu, ki je umrl zaradi svojega uma.
He was a technician who repaired a cooling wagon.
Bil je tehnik, ki je popravljal nek hladilni vagon.
And he had been the cooling wagon had been closed.
In ta hladilnica, ta vagon hladilnice se je zaprl.
And 8 hours later he was found dead with all the symptoms of someone who had died like in an Arctic cold.
In po 8 urah so ga našli mrtvega z vsemi simptomi osebe, ki bi umrla od arktičnega mraza.
Yeah, but it was at a nice room temperature in the wagon.
Ampak v vagonu je bila popolnoma normalna sobna temperatura.
But because he thought I'm here in the cooling wagon, and they have closed the cooling wagon, it means the electricity is on and now I will die from cold.
Ampak on je mislil, da ko so se vrata v vagona zaprla, in mislil, jaz sem zdaj v hladilniku, v hladilnici, in zdaj se bo zmanjšila temperatura in mene bo zelo bom umrl od mraza.
I remember we children said, no father, it's not possible.
Spominjam se, da smo otroci rekli, ne oče, to ni mogoče.
But the next day he brought a newspaper home and said, here, look.
Ampak naslednji dan je oče prinesel domov časopis in nam pokazal, tu je, pogledajte.
He had died because of his mind. Yeah, he thought it was cool, but it was room temperature, like now.
Mislil je, da je mrzlo, ampak je bila posebna temperatura.
You are what you think. That's not only true for the Hare Krishnas, that's a fact of life.
Si to, o čemer razmišljaš, to ne velja samo za Hare Krishna bhakte, ampak to je življenjsko dejstvo.
My dear devotees, what do you think of during the day?
Moje dragi bhakte, o čem premišljujete čez dan?
You get up.
Ko vstanete.
You go into the shower.
Greste posuš.
You may look at your body and think, oh, alright, I really eat too much pizza, I'm really increasing in.
Yeah.
You may think of worries how to make your money.
Morda razmišljate o podavah stvari, kako boste zaslužili.
You may have chanted your 16 rounds and again think, what just happened? I'm finished with the rounds. My dear devotees, I think most of us think too little of Krishna. And that's why we still have not crossed the problems of material life. See, whatever you think of will form or give a certain impression in your heart.
Tisto, o čemer premišljujete, bo pustilo določen vtis v vašem srcu.
Your heart can be compared with a little with clay.
Srce lahko primerjamo z glino.
And the thoughts are like impressions in the clay.
In misli so kot vtisi v glini.
The thoughts are not unimportant, they are very important.
Misli niso nepomembne, so zelo zelo pomembne.
Because they will form your whole character. They will really form your whole being.
oblikovale vaše celotno bitje.
And do you know one thing? At the time of the death, you will go to your next body according to this form which has appeared in your mind by the impressions.
V času, v trenutku smrti, boste šli v naslednje telo glede na podobo oziroma zbir teh vtisov v vašem umu.
Already Platon said, those who are just busy with material existence will think of, will think like ants and most probably become ants. He said.
Že Platon je rekel, da tisti, ki so zelo absorbirani v materialno življenje, bodo razmišljali kot mravlje in bodo najverjetneje v naslednje življenje postali mravlje.
Mravlje, yes. I was very shocked by this.
To me je zelo presenetilo.
Our mind, in other words, makes a certain form.
Naš um ustvari določeno obliko.
And then when we think, our thoughts go into this form.
In ko razmišljamo, naše misli pa pridejo v to form.
The thoughts, in other words, the thoughts are like wax.
Misli so kot vosek.
And our mind shapes these forms.
In naš um oblikuje ta vosek.
And as a result, a certain mental world appears.
In kot rezultat se pojavi določen mentalni svet.
Which has mental forms.
Ki ima mentalno podobo.
Yogis know this. For instance, we hear in the Mahabharata, there were two yogis who wanted to enjoy the pleasures of sex.
V yogi to vedo, v Mahabharati imamo dva primera yogijo, ki sta želela uživati spolno zadovoljstvo.
But they were good ascetics, they didn't intend to do it in the human form.
In bila sta dobra asketa in zato tega nista želela početi v človeški podobi.
What they did is, they just thought of deer, meditated on deers.
In kar sta storila je, da sta meditirala, pomislila na srne.
One man, one woman, deer.
Na srno in na srnjaka.
And then they took on those forms and they experienced the pleasures of the sensual delights and then they came back as yogis and we know now what it is.
In tako sta prevzela, za razmišljanjem o teh podobah, sta prevzela podobi srne srnjaka in sta pač uživala in na to sta spet prevzela nazaj človeške podobi in sta si mislila, zdaj pa vemo, kakšna, da se izkusila takšno neko uživanje.
By now our little experiment is ready for you to see.
Zdaj je naš eksperiment pripravljen za vas, da vidite.
It didn't work so well, but the idea I think is clear. This wax has taken on the form of the caratal.
Vidite, ideja je jasna, da ta vosek je prevzel podobo karatal.
Your whole life will take on the mental shape of what you think during the day.
Vaše življenje bo prevzelo podobo, mentalno podobo tistega, o čemer premišljujete čez dan.
Even if you are not mystically interested, like most Hare Krishna.
Tudi če vas ne zanima mistika, tako kot zanima večina
Bhakti. Yes.
Tudi če vas ne zanima.
We are more in Bhakti. But we are more interested in Bhakti than mysticism. Yes. You carry mental forms with you according to your thoughts.
V svojih, glede na svoje misli, nosite določeno mentalno podobo.
Some of us have such dark thoughts.
Nekateri med nami imamo tako temne misli.
And you can see when you look into their eyes.
In lahko vidite, ko pogledate v oči.
They think of problems.
Razmišljate, nekateri razmišljajo o težavah.
Of frustrations.
O razočaranju.
Of unfulfilled longings.
O neizpolnjenih hrepenenjih.
This is not good.
To ni dobro.
We should put Krishna into our thoughts.
V naše misli moramo postaviti Krishna.
And then we will think of then we will think Krishna conscious thoughts.
In tedaj bomo začeli imeti misli, ki se zanesajo.
When you put Krishna in the mind, your mind cannot stay the same. It has to change.
Ko postavite Krišno v vaš um, potem vaš um ne more ostati enak, mora se spremeniti.
Madhusudan Dasarasvati says, just like if you put a flame into a candle, the candle will melt. It has to change.
Madhusudan Dasarasvati, on pravi, da to je tako, kot če pravi, če postavite ogen v svečo, potem se ta sveča spremeni, se spali.
Yes. So when Krishna is entering the mind of the devotee, he will transform it.
Ko Krishna vstopi v bhakta um, potem preobrazi um bhakta.
Now to think of Krishna is easiest when a devotee practices a little mental hygiene.
Misliti na Krishna je najlažje, ali je lažje, kadar se bhakta nauči izvajati nekakšno, vsaj malo mentalnih higien.
For this the devotee prefers the activities in the mode of goodness.
In zato bhakta preferira, ali ima rajši aktivnosti v boni vremenu.
Because then he is molto tranquillo, as the Italians say.
Zato, kajti potem je zelo miren.
Yes. He feels well and happy.
Počuti se dobro in srečen, zadovoljen.
He's not agitated.
Ni vznemirjen.
He doesn't have undue longings and desires.
Nima nespodobnih hrepenenj ali želja.
He's more or less like a calm lake.
Bolj ali manj je kot mirno jezero.
However, when the devotee is hearing passionate music,
ko pa bhakta posluša glasbo v guni strasti,
reading passionate literature,
bere strastno literaturo,
hearing radio,
posluša radio,
then it's like a storm which comes on the lake of his mind and he gets agitated by the mode of passion.
Potem ti stvari delujejo kot nevihta, ki pride na jezero njegovega uma in seveda podimljen.
But no matter how you are, you should think of Krishna.
But ne glede na to, kakšen ste, morali bi misliti na Krishna.
Because what happens when you think of anything is that your mind gets influenced by it.
Kajti to, kar se zgodi potem, je da o tem, o čemer premišljujete, vaš um
Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gave a wonderful example. He said that our mind is like a crystal bowl and the thoughts are like fruits which we put inside. When there is a yellow banana, then in the crystal bowl will reflect a yellow color.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur daje zelo lep primer in pravi, da naš um je kot kristalna posoda, v katero postavljamo sadje. In če recimo v posodo damo rumeno banano, potem bo ta posoda odražala rumeno barvo.
But when you put blue plums. Then the crystal ball turns blue.
Če v kristalno posodo postavite slive, potem bo kristalna posoda bila videti modra.
We want to put Krishna in the mind so that our mind turns monsoon colored blue.
Postavili v to posodo Krishna, tako da se ta posoda obarva z barvo modrega monsunskega blue.
That would mean that we become very transcendental in our mind.
To pomeni, da bi v našem umu postali zelo
transcendental. Now to put this Krishna into our mind is primarily done for us conditioned souls by hearing about his pastimes.
Primarni način za nas, za bhakte, pa kako lahko postavimo Krishna v naš um, je da poslušamo njega, poslušamo njegovo zabavo.
Because by this hearing a psychological change in the mind takes place.
Kajti s poslušanjem se v umu pride do psihološke
Once Vishwanath Chakravarti wrote about this, he said once the Ramayana was being narrated in a gathering.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur omenja dogodek, ko je bila nekoč na enem zborovanju, ko so recitirali Ramayana.
Now when the narrator came to the passage where he described how Hanuman was jumping over the ocean,
in ko je pripovedovalec prišel do dela, v katerem pripoved opisuje, kako je Hanuman skočil čez ocean.
One of the members of the audience started to jump in the audience.
Je eden od poslušalcev začel skakati na druge poslušalce.
Now, this would mean a little impolite.
To bi bilo malo
in ordinary circle.
Neolikano v običajnem krogu.
But in bhakti circuit this is very good.
Ampak med bhaktami je to zelo dobro.
Imagine Rock would now jump and said, "You rascal Ravan, I will get you for my I will punch you in the face for the pleasure of my lord Rama." We were thinking, very good, this is very desired, you are becoming absorbed in Ramayan. Similarly, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes how once one actor played the role of Maharaj Dasharath. And he, you know, when he had just sent Ram in the forest due to the, against his will, really, and he said a tearful goodbye and cried, "Ram, Ram."
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur navaja tudi primer nekega igralca, ki je igral Ramayano, in sicer vlogo Dasharatha, to je bil oče gospoda Rame, ki je proti svoji želji moral Rama poslati v gost. In on je tožil po Ramu in je kričal, "Ram, Ram, Ram."
And then the actor was so absorbed in Dasharath's character, you know, and his traumatic experience to send his beloved Ram into the forest, that just like Dasharath, he actually died on the stage.
In ta igralec je tako absorbiran v vlogo Dasharatha, tako se je postredil s to vlogo, da je dejansko doživel to traumatično izkušnjo popolnoma enako kot Dasharath, kralj Dasharath, in je na vlogo umr.
The doctors were running up to the stage and said, "Prabhutse," and put some water in the face, but he had died because he so much identified himself with the feelings of Dasharath that it just split his heart in two when he had to say, "Ram, go."
Zdravniki so takoj pritekli na odr in ga pošpricali z vodo in ga poskušali prebuditi. Ampak on bil tako absorbiran v občutke, v Dasharathove občutke, ko je Dasharath moral poslati Rama v izgon, da je njegovo srce dobesedno
Hanuman, the devotee who felt inspired to jump like Hanuman, and the actor who died on the stage are two examples of deep absorption.
Ta poslušalec, ki je nekako se poistovetil s Hanumanom in sprejel njegovo razpoloženje ter skočil med občinstvo, ter igralec, ki je v igranju Dasharatha popolnoma prevzel njegove občutke, sta dva med primera, ki jo Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur navaja za osebe v globoki absorpciji.
Yes, and I have told you these examples to make my point that it's very important that while you go through Krishna consciousness or go through your sadhana, that you actually view how much absorbed you are.
Ta dva primera sem vam navedel zato, da med tem, ko izvajate zavest Krišne in ko izvajate svojo sadhano, da v resnici analizirate, koliko ste v resnici absorbirani v Krišnu.
I would like to give you an example from my own life, which will make it a little bit more clear.
Rad bi vam dal primer iz mojega življenja, kar bi lahko morda malce osvetlilo to poanto.
There's nothing in this world of which I'm more afraid than the dentist, not even the tiger.
A ničesar v tem svetu ni, česar se bolj bojim kot zdravnika. Celo tigra se bojim manj.
I have a very special karma with dentists.
Imam zelo posebno karmo z zobozdravniki.
When I was a child, I was biting my dentist in the finger.
Ko sem bil otrok, sem zobozdravnika ponavadi ugriznil v prst.
I was thinking he's going into the most intimate part of my body, my mouth, and inflicting pain there.
Po glavi so mi rojile misli, da ta zobozdravnik vstopa v najbolj intimen del mojega telesa in mi povzroča bolečino v mojih ustih.
And from that time I have a trauma with dentist.
In od tedaj imam travmo pred zobozdravnikom.
So now I'm in dental treatment.
In ravno zdaj sem sredi zobozdravstvenega, kako naj temu rečem, sredi.
Lalita Priya can tell you I'm not at all a hero on the dentist chair.
Lalita Priya vam lahko pove, da na tem stolu v ordinaciji nisem nikakršen hero.
She has to almost be a psychotherapeut to treat me.
Ona mora biti praktično psihoterapeut, da me uspe obdržati na stolu in pozdraviti.
And but I noticed if I don't if I think the whole day, oh, I have to go to the dentist, 10:30, then my whole life becomes very troublesome.
In potem sem ugotovil, da če cel dan premišljujem o tem, da moram iti k zobozdravniku, potem pogledam, mora že pol enajst in to se vse, ta trenutek se vse bolj bliža, potem celo moje življenje postane zelo, zelo težko.
Or if I'm on the dentist chair and I'm always thinking, oh, when will it hurt, when will it hurt, when will it hurt.
In če sem na stolu v ordinaciji in če premišljujem o tem, kdaj bo se bolelo, kdaj bo se bolelo.
My life becomes totally unmanageable.
Potem moje življenje postane popolnoma katastrofalno.
Yes, but I have the possibility even on the dentist chair to think of Krishna.
Ampak in vedno imam možnost tudi na stolu v ordinaciji, da premišljujem o Gospodu.
And then my nerves cool down and I become peaceful and surrender to whatever Krishna does with me.
In potem se moje živce umirijo, postane miren in dejansko pripravljen na to, da mi bo Krishna dal to, kar.
I have made this personal experience.
A sam sem imel to osebno izkušnjo.
Thinking of Krishna is like, you know, the flame and wax. It changes the mind.
A misli, premišljanje o Krishni je kot ogen in pa vosek.
This is really the most important point of Krishna consciousness.
To je najbolj pomembna poanta v zvesti Krishna.
And the most important teachings of the Gita.
In najbolj pomemben nauk.
I want to tell you at the end a little story from India about the power of the mind.
Za konec bi vam rad povedal eno zgodbo iz Indije o moči.
There was once a very old and very good saint who always meditated in the throughout the night in the forest.
Nekoč je živel en zelo star in zelo dober svetnik, ki je vedno meditiral po noči na gozdu.
But he learned his biggest lesson from a girl in love.
Ampak svojo največjo lekcijo, največjo poanto se je naučil od zaljubljenega dekleta.
He once was sitting in the forest.
Nekoč je živel, sedel v gozdu.
The full moon was there.
In
and he heard all of a sudden steps on the forest ground coming closer. First he ignored them, but then he couldn't ignore them because they were very close. Who was the person? The next moment a girl in a beautiful zari had run over him.
V naslednjem trenutku ga je dobesedno pohodilo dekle v prečudovitem zari.
Yes, he fell on the ground.
On je padel.
And then he saw that the girl was continuing her quick walk.
In oni padu na tlo in je gledal to dekle, ki je nadaljevalo svojo hitro hodo popolnoma na svojem svetu.
He thought this is a typical young people, they don't respect the old people any longer.
In oni pomislili najprej, to so tipični mladi ljudje, ki ne spoštujejo več nas starih.
But because he was very advanced, he forgot it and continued his meditation. He had no problem. He had no false ego problem.
Ampak ker je zelo napreden, je pozabil na ta dogodek in je nadaljeval svojo meditacijo brez vsakršnih težav.
2 hours later, the same girl was coming towards him.
2 ure pozneje se je proti njemu začela približevati isto dekle.
She saw him.
Ona videla.
And paid her most respectful, humble obeisances to him.
In mu izkazala svoje najbolj ponižno spoštovanje.
When she came up, he said, before you continue, I have a question.
In preden se je dekle odpravilo na svojo pot, jo je on postavil in rekel, prosim, preden nadaljuješ, pa imam eno vprašanje.
Only 2 hours ago you ran over me without any reaction and now you pay your obeisances. May I ask what are you thinking?
Samo pred 2 urama si me dobesedno pohodila, ko si šla nekam, in zdaj mi izkazuješ spoštovanje na tako ponižen način. A te lahko vprašam, o čem si premišljala?
Did I come this way?
In ona je rekla, a sem šla tot?
Did I run over you?
Sem te res pohodila?
I didn't notice anything. I'm so totally sorry.
Sploh nisem nič opazila. Prosim, oprosti me. Oprosti me.
What said the saint? I mean, if you run over someone, you notice him.
In ta svetnik je bil presenečen. Kako to misliš? Če pohodiš nekoga, manda ga opaziš.
What were you thinking of?
O čem si premišljala?
And she flushed a little and said, I'm sorry, I thought of my lover. I went to meet him in a little house on the bank of the river.
In potem ona rekla, najprej je malo zardila, potem je rekla, premišljala sem o svojem ljubimcu, a šla sem proti koči na obali Gange, kjer sva se srečala.
We spent 2 wonderful hours together, but I cannot tell you, you are
skeptical. Skupaj si bila 2 prečudovite uri, ampak o tem ti ne moram povedati, ti si pač skeptical.
The saint, thank you very much. You can now continue your way.
Svetnik se je zahvalil, rekel, hvala lepa, ste lahko nadaljuješ svoj pot.
And he began to think.
In začel premišljati.
This girl is my guru.
To dekle je moj guru.
She has taught me a lesson.
Naučila me lekcijo.
By love, her mind was absorbed.
Zaradi ljubezni je bil njen um absorbiran.
So much so that she did not even notice when she ran across me.
In sicer tako absorbiran, da me sploh ni opazila, ko me je dobesedno pohodila.
To hell with my jnana. To hell with my mind control. I must become a bhakta and learn to love.
Jaz moram postati bhakta in se naučiti ljubiti.
Learn to love Krishna.
Naučiti ljubiti Krishna.
My dear devotees, this attitude of the mind is more important than anything else.
Moj dragi bhakte, to razpoloženje uma je bolj pomembno kot vse ostalo.
We have seen devotees who are for long time in the movement, but because they and outwardly they're very strict, very fanatical.
Videli smo bhakte, ki so že dolgo časa v našem gibanju In oni so na zelo zelo striktni in zelo fanatični.
Their mind is full of aggressiveness.
Ampak njihov um je poln agresije.
Or insecurity.
Ali nesigurnosti.
And sometimes these super duper high class showy devotees, they all of a sudden leave and become fanatic materialists.
In potem včasih kar nekrat takšni izjemni nazvan izjemni vakte kar nekrat odidejo in postanejo enako fanatični materialisti.
The devotee means the mind.
To pomeni.
Prabhupada says to apply the mind always in Krishna, that means he is a devotee. Devotee doesn't mean he has four hands or four legs. No. Hands and legs remain the same. But his mode of thinking is different. Devotee means the mind. Anyone who is overthinking of Krishna, he is a devotee. That is the first qualification of a devotee. Manmana bhava mat bhakto. Yes. Therefore, we have to practice. Now, how do you practice to think of Krishna?
Kako lahko vadimo premišljevanje o Krišni?
How do you make your mind think of anything?
Kako lahko primoramo naš um, da premišljuje o čemkoli?
What is the mental exercise which you have to do?
Kakšna je mentalna vaja, ki jo morate praviti?
I would like to come back to one of Prabhupada's very deep instructions to us. Is Prabhupada always wanted the devotees to read his books.
Rad bi se vrnil na eno izmed najbolj pomembnih stvari, ki nam je šla Prabhupada povedal in dal napotko, ki nam jih je dal, in sicer napotek, da beremo šla Prabhupada.
But he did not just tell us to read.
Ampak ono mi rekel, ne samo beremo.
He said we should discuss what we have read amongst ourselves.
On je rekel, da bi morali o tem, kar smo prebrali, se drug z drugim pogovarjati.
And he also said we should follow.
In potem je rekel, da moramo se še držati tega.
See, there are three steps which you must learn if you want to bring your mind to think of Krishna. The first is you must gather information about him.
Prva faza je, da morate dobiti informacije.
That is called Shravana. And then the next thing is you must reflect what you have heard, and that is called Manaha.
In potem morate reflektirati oziroma poglobljeno razmišljati o tem, kar ste prebrali ali slišali, in to se imenuje manaha.
Manaha you can do, for instance, by stopping and just thinking about what you have read.
Manaha lahko izvedete zelo preprosto, da ko boste nekaj prebrali, pa se ustavite in razmislite o tem, kar ste prebrali.
It's called manaha, not manoha. Manaha.
To se imenuje manaha in ne manoha.
Yes. So you can also write, that is also a way of reflecting.
En način reflektiranja oziroma globokega razmišljanja je, da pišete.
You can write, for instance, a letter to someone you preach to.
Nekomu, kateremu recimo pridigate, lahko napišete pismo.
I'm writing books.
Jaz se pišem tudi.
That's very nice also from Manaha. Then the next is manaha, nididhyasan, means you apply what you have heard.
Naslednja faza je nididhyasan, kar pomeni, da uporabite to, kar ste slišali oziroma živite.
And by this application, it becomes your own.
In s to izvedbo tega o čem ste slišali in poslušali, postane vaša stvar, del vas.
Application means also to preach. When you tell someone, I have heard this, and this is now what I tell you, what I've heard.
Aplikacija je tudi, da pridigamo, kajti ko nekaj slišimo in govorimo nekomu, in o tem sem slišal, to je aplikacija.
But the best process to make your mind a devotee is if you pray.
Ampak najboljši način, kako lahko vaš um, da vidite, da postane bhakta, je da molite.
If you deeply pray to Krishna.
Če globoko molite Krishna.
By prayer, the mind really gets formed.
Um zares postane, res dobi, res postane formiran z molitvijo.
Such beautiful prayers which we have in our tradition. My dear Lord, please make that the bird of my mind chants your holy name.
Moj dragi um, pa moj dragi gospod, prosim te, naj ptič mojega uma poje.
I have built for the bird of my mind a beautiful cottage.
Za ptiča mojega uma sem zgradil prelepo hišico.
And in it I have placed the holy name.
No, hišico sem postavil sveto ime.
Now the bird of my mind, please come and eat the holy name.
O ptič mojega uma, prosim, pridi ven in jej sveto ime.
You must know my mind, that soon you will be I will be carried to the cremation ground.
Vedeti moraš, moj dragi um, da te bodo kmalu odnesli v krematorij.
And at that time my whole body will burn.
In da bo zažgano celotno moje telo.
Also my tongue will burn.
Tudi moj jezik bo razgorel.
Then I cannot chant.
In potem ne bom več mogel
pankati. Now, O bird of my mind, please chant.
In zdaj, ovtič moj goma, zdaj, zdaj poj.
I have placed the holy name for you to relish.
Za hišico sem postavil sveto ime, zato da tam kusiš.
My dear gospodin, please help that my, the bird of my mind begins to chant.
O moj dragi gospod, prosim pomagaj mi, naj ptič mojega uma začne.
That's a prayer by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
To je molitev Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
And many nice prayers are there, and you should not be shy to pray them.
Obstaja veliko zelo lepih molitev in nikar naj vas ne bo sram, kar molite.
Best is when you wake up in the morning, you should start with a prayer. That's best.
Najboljše je, kadar se zbudite zjutraj, da dan začnete z molitvijo. To je najbolje.
And if you go to bed, my dear Lord, please accept what I have done for you.
In ko greste spat, recite, moj dragi gospod, prosim sprejmi to, kar sem danes prizadel.
These prayers will influence your mind to become a devotee.
Te molitve bodo vplivale na vaš um, da bo postal.
So Hare Krishna, I have come to the end.
Hare Krishna, prišel sem do zaključka.
I also noticed that some of you are a little tired and I won't torture you any longer. It was a long, warm day for all of us. I want to just summarize my lecture now. Absorb your mind in
Krishna.
That's your most important project. That's why you came to the Hare Krishna movement. And you may do so many things in the Hare Krishna movement. If you don't learn this art, you have really missed the whole point.
A lahko počnete toliko različnih stvari v Hare Krishna gibanju, ampak če se ne naučite te umetnosti, potem ste zgrešili poanta.
You will not be satisfied.
Ne boste zadovoljni.
You will look for something else.
Iskali boste drugega.
The world is so full of mental engagements.
A svet je poln stvari, v katerih se lahko ki lahko zaposlijo um.
But your thirst will not be quenched by things of this world.
Ampak vaše želje ne boste potešili z stranitega sveta.
In our heart there is a God-shaped hole.
Na našem srcu je luknja, ki jo je ustvari Bog.
Only Bog can fill this.
What?
A God-shaped hole.
Aha, luknja v obliki, v podobi Boga. A v obliki Boga, da.
Again, please say again.
Pravi, v našem srcu je luknja v podobi Boga.
Yes, only God can fill this hole. Nothing else. Hare Krishna. So please learn Shravanam, Reflectanam, Applikayanam, and Prayanam.
And then, uporabiti in pa
moliti. Yes, and your life will be sublime. Why is the young devotee so happy? He thinks, wow, Krishna is so wonderful. Wow, far out this Mitanga and glorifies Krishna.
Krishna tako čudovit, Krishna tako far out in seveda bom sledil Krishna.
Krishna pa šalam, fajn. And he's always, he's pulling Krishna in the heart.
In on postavlja Krishna v svoje srce.
Remain always a young bhakta in regards to this.
Vedno ostanite mladi bhakta v tem vzimu.
But as you grow older, you have to find out how on your level you can think of Krishna.
Ampak ko se postarate, ko boste se postarali, potem morate odkriti, kako lahko mislite na Krishna na svojem nivoju.
Yes. So I will end my class here.